Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah-ha-ha-ha.
Welcome to Bit Season episode 63. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
Happy holidays to all the P1s out there. And thank you for supporting Bit Season. Before we get started, I want to remind you guys to check out our friends at Don't Sleep Energy. Love Mike. Love what he's doing over there. It's a local business. It's just starting out. And he's on to something. Don't sleep on the boys from Bit Season. Not only do we bring you this awesome podcast that you guys are digging, we also carry the junkies every single morning. Well, how do we muster up all that energy? We use Don't Sleep Energy Drink, the official energy drink of Bit Season. Grab yourself some at don'tsleepenergy.com and check them out on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Don't Sleep contains premium ingredients. You've heard it by now. Caffeine, taurine, and B group vitamins. And use the promo code BITTIES for 10% off every order. Not just your first order, every order at don'tsleepenergy.com. Thanks to Mike for supporting the show. And we love Don't Sleep.
Please,
and we are all drinking it right now.
Yes. Please support our sponsors. They're good to us, and it shows you the power of Bit Season when you do that.
We got to work in some Don't Sleep Energy drinks on the drinking show. Maybe we'll have some Don't Sleep Energy and vodka.
Yeah, some Don't Sleep and vodka.
Yeah, yeah, some energy drinks and vodka. Those make a great combo. So we'll do that on the...
I know I need Don't Sleep during two-man shows.
All right, let's get right into it. It's an unfortunate time of the year. Nobody likes the two-man shows. The hosts don't like it. The producers don't like it. The P1s don't like it. Ryan Clary hates it. It is what it is.
You just kind of threw me under the bus there. I kind of like it, actually. It's a change of pace. It's a change of pace around the holiday season, and I like it.
Are 50% of the junkies better than no junkies? I would say so.
That's a good question. I would say yes.
I would think so, too. I mean, the guys are doing their best. It's just out of the ordinary for them. If they were used to it, of course they could, you know, most radio shows are two-man shows. So
every one of the junks has a specialty. It's like an ingredient in a dinner. And if something's missing an ingredient, it's going to be different. It's not going to be as good.
Yeah, but so, right this week, it kind of feels like we're baking cookies without flour.
There's been lots of sports.
been a lot of sports. And it's, you know, but that's what those guys feel like most comfortable with, that they can get through, especially Jason. Jason is, you know, and he wants 4 to 5 guests a show. He doesn't care who the guests are. He just wants to fill time.
What did you make of Jason immediately coming out, swinging out the gate on Monday saying, this is time for the producers to shine? Well, what did you think about that?
I got to tell the biddies out there what Jason said to me today. He pulled me aside during the Dan Snyder topic of the Albert Breer story from Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, it was at 8:20 this morning.
It said, beware, Snyder may not actually sell the team at the end of the day. This might be one big CTs, basically, is what the report was. And Jason pulls me aside and goes, hey, look, I'm going to need you producers to talk a lot during this segment. I got nothing to say.
Hey, you know, at least he admitted that.
I know, but I
kind of appreciate that.
I don't know if I do.
I was getting all my ducks in a row about what to say.
What I was thinking was, are you going to give me your salary this segment? Let's swap salaries and I'll do all the talking.
Hey, what did I tell the biddies what I said to you?
What did you say? Maybe I don't remember.
I said, how much does a part-time host make an hour? Yeah.
It's not much. And we're not even talking as much as we could because they still need to, you know, they're the brand of the show. They need to do the majority of the talking.
It's not the Matt and Matt hour.
It might be next year, though. There's some talk of the Junkies changing their vacation schedule, and rightfully so. I agree with the Junks. It's not fair, the situation that they are in, and it's no one's fault necessarily. It's not CK's fault. It's just the way that kind of maybe like the TV contract is set up, and it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, they just have so many days, kind of, like, and not everyone takes the same vacations. So.
That the policy has been that somebody from the show pretty much has to be here at all times, unless it's a corporate holiday, like Christmas Day or New Year's Day or whatever. So the plan has always been two Junkies on the show, but it might be changing. There's some talks going on behind the scenes of a possible week off together in July and a possible week off together the week of Christmas in future years, which I think would probably benefit everybody. Then everybody gets away for a week. They can refresh. Mm-hmm. I think what nobody wants is the Junkies not be able to spend time with their family. And I think that's what we're kind of realizing now that the kids are older, they're in college. That
they're only home certain weeks.
Said that he can't even see his family this year because of the way his vacation schedule is. And that's unfortunate. Nobody wants that. So hopefully in the future here, we can, that will be the end of it. Even though I am digging the late holiday show, the drinking show on December 23rd. That's a new tradition of the last couple of years.
I was going to say, it started last year, didn't it?
I believe last year was the first one that we were able to figure that out.
You said something to me last week on Friday at the end of the show. You would say, this would be our drinking show today.
Yeah, it's usually like December 9th or something. December 8th, somewhere around there.
I get sized for it, though. Getting the holiday spirit.
No, it needs to be closer to Christmas.
Oh, you were a big fan of like kicking off the holiday season?
Exactly, yeah. Yes. It was a nice little kickoff to a little hoorah over the next month or so.
Saying Merry Christmas December 8th.
It's just kind of weird.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, and then two of the guys were back in on Monday, and we were here.
The biggest anti-climax ever. They got to come back in on Monday.
No. The date is perfect this year. It couldn't be any closer to Christmas, and in fact, that is causing some of the problems on some of the planning we wanted to do as far as people we want on the show or things that we want to do because it is so close to Christmas, but whatever. We're like, we'll make the best of it. Now, we do have to tell you that I mentioned it on Twitter today. Maybe it was mentioned on the show. The drinking show will be a radio exclusive.
Radio only, people.
All right. This is not the first time. I believe this is the third year.
This is the third year.
Because last year they did not air it. And then the year before, I believe it was on Facebook Live. Because the Junkies were on webcams.
Yes.
Because they were all at their home still.
Yes.
So it is what it is. Do I wish it was on TV? Of course, because that would just, you know, the visual element of such a fun show is way better. But NBC has chosen not to run the show.
That's their
policy.
Yeah, that's their policy. That's their decision.
I kind of forgot about it.
I'm not encouraging our listeners to attack NBC. It was just it's their choice. And just don't yell at us about it.
Oh, no. I actually don't care what you do with NBC. Just don't attack us.
Yeah, just don't yell at
us. It's not our decision. We have nothing to do with the TV show.
I'm tired of people yelling at me.
Well, they just don't understand. They're like yelling at CK. It's not CK. I saw someone yelling at CK. It's not his decision. We don't work for the TV station. They're choosing to run like alternate programming because they don't... They're worried that what might happen. Whatever.
I saw CK just getting absolutely attacked on Twitter for it. I was cackling about that.
Yeah, it's not our call. And the guy goes, you've had a year to figure this out.
You can give us 100 years.
It's not going to change. It's not our call. It's their TV station. So But that's old school. We're going to go back to the old school way of the drinking show, which you all fell in love with the drinking show back when it was on the radio. So it is what it is.
We'll have our reindeer games. The guys will get drunk.
Valdez likes, something I've noticed, Valdez always says reindeer games. There's never any reindeer games. There's never any wacky games. I think you just like saying reindeer games.
I do like saying reindeer games. And I don't know. In my mind, I have a ton of reindeer games.
What would be an example of a reindeer game?
Well, remember? No. I had the idea. This is when we had AWOD, and we had Mrs. Claus come in and pour hot candle wax on his chest, and he had to guess the Christmas candle scent.
Oh, okay. We never did that, though.
I know we didn't do that. The Christmas show in my head is completely different than the Christmas show on air.
I know. Valdez wants like the Howard Stern X-rated holiday show.
I want strippers in here, candy canes.
AWOD was always good to have around for the holiday show. We were teasable with Lindsey John for a while. In fact, he was going to do a performance during this year during the holiday show. And I asked him about it last week, and I think the stress of it was getting to him. So
no, Johnny.
He had performance anxiety.
I don't know. So it's been removed from the program.
Wait, all right. So if it's removed, then what was he going to do?
He was going to come in here dressed as Elvis.
He was going to be the king of rock and roll.
Because he's got an obsession with Elvis.
I know. He was going to do his hip shimmy.
What you guys listeners don't know is that when Lindsey John was our intern all summer and early fall, half the show he was doing Elvis dance moves in the corner by himself and to himself. And he kept doing like this hip shake thing, and
it was very attention seeking.
I don't think it was attention seeking. I think he does that probably in his bedroom when he's at home. I think it's just a weird quirk that he has. He's obsessed with Elvis now because of the movie, and he was just working on it.
You know how Forrest Gump was dancing to Elvis in the movie?
Yeah.
That's what I pictured Lindsey John with his leg braces on, shimmying.
I should have known. I probably had, I don't know, 40 conversations that John brought up about Elvis performance on the holiday show and how excited he was. He was planning the whole thing. And then I could tell it was just consuming his ability to function. And so I think he was very relieved when I said, "You don't want to do this, right?" Like, yeah, maybe not.
You would have been psyched.
Also, he didn't want to sing. We told him, Valdez said, "I want you to sing Blue Christmas," right?
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't want to sing Elvis Christmas song.
Yeah, he goes, what Elvis song should I do? And I say, well, you should do Blue Christmas, duh. And he goes, "What's that?" And my jaw dropped.
Yeah, he wanted to do like Jailhouse Rock or Hound Dog or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, that's so nuts.
I think I made him feel bad because he's number one Elvis fan and he didn't know Blue Christmas.
Also, that's Bruce's bit. Yes. Bruce sings the Christmas songs on this show, even though I'm not sure that will ever happen again. But that is his territory.
Hey, have we told the listeners about our Bruce pickups every Christmas show that we got?
I don't know if we've gone into detail about them, but it's one of the worst parts of Christmas. It really is.
The Christmas show is the worst for us, at least,
and it's gotten worse ever since I moved out to Loudoun County, because my drive in is already almost an hour, and I would always pick Bruce up the morning of the holiday show.
Yeah, and my deal was I always had to take him home.
Yeah, so when we were in Lanham, or early years of here when I lived in Alexandria, it wasn't that big of a deal. But it's just always so weird. Like, I'm driving to Bruce the Hugger's house, okay? Yeah. At 5 in the morning, I only have his landline number. So I'm like calling the house, and it's the darkest house ever. It's the darkest house on the street. And so weird. It's spooky. It's very spooky. Spooky is the word to use.
It's hard for the family to keep up maintenance on the house.
Right? And then I pull into his driveway.
Yeah, and then sometimes he's standing out there, right?
Yeah.
He's standing out in front of a dark house. He looks like John Wayne Gacy.
There's never a greedy. There's like never like a wave when he's like, it's cold, so he's got this scruffly look. Okay, he's this dark shadowy figure comes out of the house. The house, I'm telling you, cannot be darker. He just starts approaching your car, opens the side door, and goes, "Good morning."
And he's got the cold snot.
Yeah.
It's always so cold. And then snot starts streaming down his face.
And then you're in a 20-minute car ride with Bruce into the car to the radio station.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Asking you how Jack Diamond's doing.
But I don't know. It's a possibility. Now, Bruce called a few weeks ago and asked about the holiday show. So I'd put it at 10%.
That he's coming in or that he's calling in?
That he's coming in.
Coming in.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if he's allowed to leave his house anymore. He wasn't allowed to leave his house at least for 2 years during COVID, height of COVID. So
okay.
It might just, like, Bruce's mom shoots everything down. So he gets these ideas to do things, and his mom, who somehow is still alive.
Okay. That's the biggest upset of
Bruce's
mom.
Is still, Bruce is 60-something, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Mom's got to be 90. And what's even weirder about it is that for at least 15 years, Bruce, every time he calls in, you say, "How's mom?"
Yeah.
"Not so good."
"I don't know."
"Bruce, how you doing?" "I'm sick."
"I'm sick again."
Yeah. But she's still going after all these years.
It's still kicking.
I don't know.
I actually want to meet the mom. At this point,
I want to meet mom. I kind of want to get a tour of Bruce's house.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Like a weird part of like me does. I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure his brother helps out a lot.
Yeah, Bruce's brother, I think, is the caretaker of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember having to go to CVS and pick up milk of magnesia for his mom on the way home.
So we'll see. Maybe Bruce can come. Maybe we'll get him a sober ride over here.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to bring up before we get into a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I wanted to thank the Biddies who were on our Amazon Christmas list. Rob, Obi, our friend Obi.
Oh, Tom Obi. Mm-hmm. I love that guy.
Yeah, I think he got us the Nerf guns, which are smash.
I haven't seen Valdez this happy at work, maybe ever.
Yeah, that's why we were late starting today. You buffoons were out there each other with Nerf guns.
I like playing Army.
Hey, he's got some military fetish like Ron Rivera does.
It's Army Navy. Yeah. He's like, well, the thing about it is his dad played in the military.
I got sized to put on CCR and creep around the office.
No, yeah, he's
Vietnam.
He's playing Apocalypse Now soundtrack or something. And like creeping around the walls.
I got size.
Hey, I'm a pretty good shot. And so is Drab too. He hit me in my face a couple of times. but not only just thank you, but I want to talk about Clary's contribution to this list.
Oh yeah, right. I'm actually annoyed at Stallion.
I'm not pissed off. It annoyed is the proper word.
I get it. Let me hear it.
Because these fans are great enough, and they think it's funny, and they got us all this stuff, and but your contributions to the list, you couldn't have picked any worse things on the list.
And so, and somehow the things Stallion put on the list were the first things bought.
Yeah. Who was going to buy the golf? What's the point of the golf net?
I was thinking we can maybe swing some golf clubs in the office.
That needs to be approved by management.
I think he mentioned it. It went over my head. I wasn't really listening or paying attention when he said that he put a golf net on there. Maybe I thought he was going to take it home. But someone bought a golf net. It's an expense. It had to be like $140 or something like that.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
It's nice.
I feel bad.
It showed up here next day.
You know what feels bad is carrying that net up the steps.
You guys had to do that?
I did that.
No, what's annoying. I don't care about that.
No.
What annoys me is that one of our gifts was wasted on your dumb golf net.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But here's the thing.
We could all have fleshlights.
I want a fleshlight too.
I wanted the Riley Reed fleshlight so bad.
Yeah. Hey, but we met in the middle. I got you guys lotion tissue wrap.
Yeah,
that's silly.
That's the other thing that's been pissing me off.
Hold on. Why do you think we need tissue?
I haven't
seen it. It's lotion and tissue combined.
For what?
You know what?
No,
choking the chicken, milking the cow.
No. Let me ask you something. Do you think that I don't have
my system?
A device to blow my load into?
I mean, I know.
You think I don't have a whole drawer of tube socks that are crusty? Yeah.
You think I don't? You don't think I don't have a Seahawks blanket?
I haven't seen that many tissues until I discovered Gianna Michaels at 15.
Yeah, I come in. I come in yesterday, and Drab's like, "Take your tissues."
I threw them. It's a huge box, and it's not.
Yeah, I actually think it's more perverted than the fleshlight.
It's just kind of gross. It's just kind of gross. Everyone knows what they're for.
Everyone knows why you got them. They're not to blow your nose. It's to blow your load.
It's cold season.
I heard him say that in front of CK a bunch of times yesterday. It's cold.
Your nose isn't going to get dry now. It'll be fun.
It's a different type of snot.
Yeah, so the two wasted gifts that Clary put up there. Did you take the Kleenex home?
Of course.
All right, so you're stocked up through. Well, for you, I don't know. I need an update. Are you?
I haven't tried them out yet, but there's a good chance tonight.
Tell me that your streak is still going.
Oh, dude, that ended last Thursday night. I was talking to A1 about that, and he was like, "There's no chance." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. I did it that night."
Okay,
but it did last a little bit.
But you know, Stallion is. He's getting into the New Year's resolution bit early. He's been hitting the gym. He's been riding the stationary bike until he burns 1,000 calories a day.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Were you down there for the whole Grant and Danny show?
No, it's at home. I do this all at home on my own late at night, and it's silly.
How long does it take you to burn 1,000 calories?
55 minutes. I go ham. I go like 23 miles. I swear to God. I've been sending pictures of Danny.
He does look skinnier.
He does.
Yeah. Danny and I are
you
doing...
You do look better.
Thank you. See? Danny and I are doing a new thing. Every Friday, we're going to be working out before the show. We've said this a million times, but this time it's different.
You know how many times Drab has begged me to work out with him.
Drab?
These things last like 10 days.
Of course. Yeah. But it's only every Friday. We're not going to commit to every day.
No, something will come up one Friday.
I know.
Every time I'm trying to work out, Drab goes, "I'll be down in 30 minutes." It's the longest.
Come on, Drab.
I cut it short.
11:30
on Fridays.
11:30 tomorrow on Friday, downstairs in the gym. Danny and I. Right. Come on.
No, I'll meet you down there. As Duke's like to say, don't go until I get there. All right. Well, you keep it up. You're looking good.
Thank you. The dude wipes are helping.
Thank you. I will say for those two duds that you had.
Those two busts in
your first round draft pick. You did get a hit on the dude wipes.
The dude wipes are thank so you. Silly.
Do they have other scented flavors?
I don't know. I'm a big fan of the mint.
I like the mint. It's kind of tingly.
All right. Do you guys want to talk about Jason's daughter's spring break or MILF Mansion? I think we should talk about Jason because let's maybe focus on the junkies for a moment here.
Yeah.
If Jason and Valdez, you're going to have to refresh my memory on the details.
Yes.
One of his daughters, both his daughters go to Virginia Tech.
Right.
Senior, sophomore, maybe right. senior,
one's,
junior.
One's 21, one's 19. So one's a senior, one's a sophomore.
They want daddy to pay for extravagant trips on spring break. One's going to Key West, the other one's going to Wabo Cabo.
Oh.
Well, I think the one who's 19 wants to go to Cabo because you can drink.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's why she wants to go there.
But don't all these places allow you to drink?
I don't know. My guess is if you want to be safe and not get in trouble.
All right. I didn't go to college on the East Coast, but Key West to me doesn't seem like a place where college kids go for spring break. Seems like a hoity-toity place that's an awesome place to go to, but for families.
What's weird is like, I don't think I could even afford a 1 week vacation to Key West.
Of course not. College kids, if you're going to Florida for spring break, you go to Daytona.
Yes. Or Panama Beach.
Okay. Those are your trashy.
San Padre Island or something.
Well, that's in Texas.
Yeah.
All right. So that's on the Gulf down there. San Padre Island.
Myrtle Beach is a big one.
Yeah.
You got Destin. You got the Alabama Shores.
Ocean City. Even Ocean City.
Is Ocean City a big? That's kind of depressing.
You can't really swim during that time.
Because it's...
You're not really going to go swim, are you?
Well, you're going to like, yeah, of course, you're going to someplace. The whole point of spring break for you loser cold weather college kids is to go someplace where it's warm.
Okay, true.
Right? And so you go out there, you soak up the rays, and you go swimming and do all kinds of silly stuff.
All right.
I never went on spring break.
I actually thought, wasn't it a fad probably 5 to 10 years ago that everyone from the group would go to like one of those all-inclusive resorts? Like Cancun, you would go to the all Cancun, inclusive.
Yeah, you could do that. Well, those aren't nearly as expensive as you would think because there's different tiers. Like you can choose like the Flophouse ones.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting like the Roach Motel at the all inclusive in Cancun. There's,
yeah, so you can go. Nice. You can probably go to those things for like $1,500.
It was a safer alternative because I think a lot of parents are worried about their kid like driving around and everything.
Or just getting like,
or yeah,
date raped or something like
that.
But if you're on
a property, you can still do all this partying and everything, but you're kind of under the surveillance.
Yeah, it's actually a good idea.
And you don't have to leave. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do if I was Jason.
Maybe that's what they're doing in Cabo.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about
probably
that.
Probably not for Key West. I mean, Key West is very expensive.
Oh, I know.
You know who vacations in Key West?
Who?
John DePompa.
Really? our enemy.
Isla Morda or something, whatever it's called. John DePompa is our Isla Morda. I don't know. Whatever it's called. Isla, whatever, that would be British or something, right? Who cares? Here's what I know. I'll be dead by the time I ever go to Key West.
I think Key West is a big homosexual hub, too.
You said it, not me. I don't know that.
I think it is.
What celebrity lives in Key West? Or should I say lived in Key West?
Davy Johnson.
Did he really?
I think so.
All right. What deceased celebrity lived in Key West?
I don't know.
Mike Leach.
Oh.
Yeah, they had a big pirate guy.
Yeah.
And he got sized for all the dive bars in Key West. And I guess they're... doing something with his stool. He has a stool on one of the bars with his name on it.
I've been to Key West through a Carnival cruise back when I was in like eighth grade. First off, Carnival cruises are nubs, but Key West, it is not what you think it is. The houses and everything are nice, but it's not like a beach. It's like a bay. There's no waves there.
The only thing I know about Key West are movies that I've seen that have taken place there.
Those are fake.
True Lies, where they blow up the bridge, and Meet the Fockers, which I got size for when Dustin Hoffman lived in Key West.
And then the Netflix series.
What's that?
I can't think of the dumb name. It had
Outer Banks?
No, not Outer Banks.
That's dummy.
Dummy. Like, what? I can't think of it. Bloodline.
Oh, I never watched Bloodline. That. Yeah.
Hey, I just Googled top 11 gay hotels in Key West.
What's the gay beach? Rehoboth?
Yes.
For up here?
Up here, yes.
Yeah. Well, he's all over.
I know a lot of gay-friendly places.
I never went on spring break because I felt like that's where, I told Valdez this, that's where loser Big Ten kids did for spring break. Yeah. I felt like
Draft said this morning, he goes, every week was spring break at ASU.
That's my snotty.
Douchebag. Fork him. I'll tell you why I always liked spring break.
All right.
I liked spring break because it was the week you turned on MTV all day long.
No, it's not me. Valdez has a love affair with early 2000 MTV. Like, he is obsessed with it. And he knows all the shows. You know, I've heard him mention MTV Spring Break more times than the Junkies have gone to break.
MTV Spring Break changed your life when you were a kid.
What are some of your favorite? Eminem's performance?
Eminem's performance. Yeah. The whipped cream bikini. Yeah. If you didn't get any blood flow watching that when you were in fifth grade, sixth grade.
I used to always think about how dirty those wave pools were. They're like all standing in them with the stages, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gross. Yeah, I never went to one of those things.
No, but ASU, you guys had like the pool parties. You guys had some silly stuff there.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh. So you guys were living it. Actually, he was kind of right. They were kind of living in spring break there.
Well, everybody has a pool already, and it's open year round. So you're kind of always, I don't know. For some reason, I was just thinking of this, like, the spring break video of at ASU where there was like 1,000 people in the pool. It could probably like secrets or something like that. Oh, but it was in, and this was always that. But this makes me like, maybe just remember great times at ASU. There was a big brawl between the frat bros in the pool. They're all punching each other. And like, there's like 500 people around the pool and everyone's going, "Hey, yes, you." It was such like a unique experience. I felt like
college, bro.
Anyway, so Jason's paying for his daughters. Well, see, I got a problem with this.
I'm
annoyed by it.
I said this on the air. Part of like the whole experience is like getting every single nickel and dime you have together to basically backpack to whatever destination you're going to.
Do you think that all of Jason's daughters are a bunch of rich kids too?
That's what it's kind of sounding like, because he said that they all their parents bought and sold their companies and everything. So I just think
runs in the family. Yeah. So I just think, associate with rich people.
Yeah. So I just think that Jason's daughter is like the poor person in this group, a group of friends, and she's just never had this experience before where everyone is more affluent than she is, and so she just thinks that she can do what they're doing, but at the end of the day, they don't have the same kind of money.
I don't know. I mean, it's possible. I mean, I think the bishops are probably well off, and
they're very well off. But
first off, get a bigger friend group. You can't just be friends only with exclusively rich people. That doesn't help you grow at all.
No.
But what's wrong with his kids getting a job? Why are they so adverse to that? Or why are the kids and T doing that?
Well, this is why I don't understand.
And then he also said the thing about the steampunk.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Is I don't understand how okay, she works for steampunk. That's great. She does telework for that company. Where is that money? Where is that money?
It says for like 10 hours a week. But even still, even if you're working 10 hours a week, which is not a lot in college, you should still have hundreds of dollars ready to put towards a vacation.
That's what I don't understand. Is if she's doing this work and like when you were in college, you would basically work the entire summer, work sparingly in college, and learn how to get through the year with the money that you worked for.
Yeah, it was part of the experience of managing your money and making it last throughout the semester or until you just had to figure it out. Maybe that's one of the reasons I didn't go on spring break trips because I couldn't afford it.
I only went on one spring break trip, and that was to Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah, that stinks. But I also had jobs throughout because I had to pay my own rent. After my freshman year, if I moved out of the dorms, my parents made me, I think, pay my own rent. So then I got a job at restaurants and all kinds of stuff where I could pay whatever my share was, $500-$600 a month. So,
I know I don't have kids and I'm not a parent, and I know everyone will say you don't understand. But this is my.
Well, can I say that?
I guess you can.
My kids aren't 18, but I can't ever imagine that I'm paying unless I'm just have money to burn and they don't. But, I don't care.
But. At some point, you're going to have to say no, right?
I don't think Jason says no a lot.
I don't think so either.
Wait, he'll cancel the poster. He'll cancel the Amazon poster, but he'll send her on a $2,000 vacation, $3,000. I have no idea, to Cabo.
I just feel like this would be a good win for Jason. If Jason's trying to teach them about spending and budget and finance, that this would be a good lesson. In terms of, okay, can you afford it? No, you can't. Well, if you can't afford something, you probably shouldn't do it.
Yeah, it's just too much for college. You don't need to do all that.
You really don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Stallion, did you ever, you worked here throughout college.
I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing for spring break.
I feel bad for him. He went to George Mason. He had no experience.
We had nothing. The frat parties are like 30 homeboys with like two girls there. It's terrible. It's terrible. We do nothing.
You didn't Because I guess you don't have any friends from college.
I mean, I don't have too many. My college friends were guys that I worked with from Wegmans, because like that's like where everyone worked at from Mason, and so I met a ton of guys there.
You know what Stallion should do? Stallion should just go to Myrtle Beach during spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we did for high school for our baseball tournament. So that was kind of like
We should send her to Daytona.
I'd be so psyched. But like down in high school, we'd go play in a baseball tournament down in Myrtle Beach every year when I was a freshman all the way through my senior year.
Are you the catcher?
No.
First baseman. I was
third base.
Oh, really?
I was third base. But then I was a DH. I was a DH after my first 2 years. Yeah, okay. I was terrible, I was a liability out there. Those were fun.
You're not doing anything in Myrtle Beach when you're 16 years old.
I mean, like, we had... one year we snuck out and went to a strip club and we all had fake IDs.
Sounds like summer catch.
That was fun. Yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
We all came up with a lie to the strippers. We were like, yeah, we play baseball for Georgia Tech. Because like someone had like a Georgia Tech uniform on shirt.
You guys got no facial hair.
Yeah.
Right? Barely wearing deodorant.
That was fun.
She's putting her titties in your face and your pimples pop.
We were sized.
I don't know. I think his daughter should get a job, like a real job, not steampunk for a couple hours a week.
She just got done. What is going on with these trips too? Because didn't she just get done a trip to Gatlinburg? Right?
That is true, but maybe that didn't cost much. Maybe that was an overnight thing.
There's a lot of trips going on.
Did she spend a semester in Prague? Yeah. Was that Kelsey? I can't remember.
She did. She was in, Switzerland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God, that's a life.
Does that make you upset with how much better their college experience is?
Of course. Yes, it does. It does.
Where do you, if you could do it over again, there's no chance you'd go to George
Mason
again.
All right, if I were to do it over again, I wanted to.
Honestly, I'd rather go to Frostburg than George Mason.
Yes.
Or
Radford or something like that.
Yes.
Radford, Frostburg.
But now George Mason, 10 times the school is Radford.
Yeah, I mean, that's still not. Like, Radford's a fine school. But, like, then again, it's like.
Is it?
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm allowed to drone on other dumb schools.
Okay. I went to one. Like, if I were to do it again, I'd probably go to West Virginia. Country roads, take me home. I would have fit in. Yeah. I probably would have grown a mullet and like some douchey mustache. Yeah, because
he's got a West Virginia body.
Yeah. Right. Got a beer belly.
You're definitely a West Virginia kid.
Oh yeah,
I would have fit right in there.
But do you have to pay out of state to go to West Virginia?
Hell,
you do.
Yes.
I know that sounds like a stupid question, but some states like in the Northwest, like I could have gone to some Oregon schools and paid in-state tuition, or same with some Idaho. There's like some pack they have up there. I don't know.
JMU would have been the silliest. Though. JMU is such a silly school. School. No.
Yes, you didn't get in.
Exactly. I got waitlisted and then I got denied.
You're not quad material.
No, I'm not. I didn't have the grades.
Hey, shout out to Brett. Speaking of college kids, they had their infamous Christmas party. Everybody at the radio station loves the Dogs Christmas party.
We're such creeps.
I know. Brett hires attractive girls. And this year, there might be his best class.
It might have his greatest recruiting class yet.
So the Sub Dogs TikTok and Instagram was posting photos from their Christmas party, which props to Brett. I like this idea that he had. Is that he treats these college kids
like they're adults.
Like they're adults. Mm-hmm. And like a real corporate Christmas party. No one else at those places, I'm guessing, is having like a Christmas party or any of those college towns.
Catered.
He treats
open
them.
Open bar, band, DJ.
Like it's a really cool thing. And I can tell those kids get geeked up for it. So
I have a boy down there and he loves Sup Dogs. I have a good friend of mine going to ECU. They love that.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say, no chance you have a good friend going to North Carolina.
Hey, you know what? ECU, that would have been a good
ECU would have been good too. I probably would have gotten it.
Why did you go to George Mason? You want to work in radio?
Trap. beggars can't be choosers, buddy.
Like, but it's in state.
And plus, I started off at Nova, so community college. No one can get denied about that.
Drive, I can't work tonight. I got a Annandale campus is gonna, needs me.
Yeah, but if you're listening to the podcast today, hurry up and go look at Supdog's stories on IG
before they disappear. All right, when we come back, let's get into the Junkies topic today of the most searched topics on Pornhub. And I think Valdez should do something with his body. And I told him about it earlier today. I want to get Stallion's thought. We'll tell you more when we come back.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 63. Before we went to break, Drab teased a story that was brought up on the entertainment page. And every year, I look forward to this story. It's actually a radio staple now. But we talked about it on the EP. It's Pornhub reveals most popular 2022 searches. All right.
How did you get duped by this story?
I understand it's a free plug for Pornhub. You think I don't know that?
Well, no, it's a free plug for Pornhub, but also these state topic things. What do you call them? Like,
oh, the state genres,
state by state genre. It's so annoying because we all have the same number one search, and it's incest.
Okay. Maybe that's you.
it's so stupid. Not every state is searching, doesn't have a different number one most searched topic.
Well, this is what I don't understand is my search changes from week to week, I feel like. Drab looks like he's kind of entrenched in incest.
I'm a man of routine.
It's like, Mom, you're stuck in the washer again.
It's like pizza. I don't want pepperoni every single time I get pizza. Drab.
Okay.
Drab comment.
All right. First of all, I do want pepperoni every time I get pizza. Yeah. Pepperoni is so
more like sausage.
But all right, I could give you that. Like, maybe there's a few up there that would be the top. There's no chance that smoking is the number one most searched porn topic in Virginia. That is so stupid.
Yeah. You know what it is?
But I have watched smoking porn before, and it is somewhat titillating.
Can you explain smoking porn?
I've seen cigarettes put in private parts. Okay, where it's like the vagina smoking. But a lot of times it's just like the woman is smoking a cigarette and she while she's having sex.
Hey, burn the guy too.
Yeah, I've seen that. Hot.
Hey, can you explain Ohio and what PMV is? I don't know what PMV is. I'm afraid to search it.
I'll look it up.
PMV?
Yeah, PMV. Hey, and also, don't you think Cake should have known what ASMR is?
We've talked about many times.
It's a porn music video.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued. Why? So,
according to Urban Dictionary, it's a porn music video, and you know they're just having sex and making a song. And
so it's like a rap video or something?
I guess.
There's 0% chance that's in the top 1,000 most searched things in Ohio.
I'm a pervert. And if I don't know what PMV is,
that's true.
There's no way it's a top search.
I agree.
Porn music. I got to be careful here because I almost went to porn up.
what about organ with furry? Like, I mean, I'm assuming it is what I think it is, but that's a weird search.
You don't know about fury?
Like a bush?
Furry conventions?
I mean, I immediately think also, of like a bush.
What do you mean a bush?
Like a bunch of...
No, you don't know what dummy. You are...
I'm an amateur when it comes to this.
You don't know.
Hold on. Actually, let me show him a picture.
Yeah, you show him what a picture it looks like. I cannot believe you don't know what a furry is. You never seen people wearing the costumes?
Oh, yeah.
Like this right here.
It's like so a person in the dancing bear costume.
It's like mascots.
Yeah. It's like if Screech Screech was banging somebody.
It's the weirdest thing on planet Earth. I can safely say I've never once been interested or clicked on that. And I've clicked on shameful things.
What's the most shameful thing?
I guess.
I'll tell if he's a golden shower guy. He's a
awful thing. This is awful thing.
So many bad things.
I've seen probably. Never mind. I don't want to say. I'm going to say.
All right.
It's probably illegal.
Now I know why 8mm is Drab's favorite movie.
I don't get that reference.
It's about a snuff film. Okay. Hey, don't you feel very just so ashamed though? We talked about it all the time.
What?
Just by what you're searching. Because the euphoria.
When the euphoria dies out.
It dies out. Then
you're
just
sitting there in your own mess.
Then you just
with
realize.
Your Kleenexes.
Then you just realize that you watch some dude bang a chick in a car during a fake driving school.
Right. Some chick gets thrown out of a van.
You know, I did. Some chick gets thrown in the water. I did notice that, when we talked about it, that Drab knows a lot of the good modern porn stars. He was able to rattle off the top five.
4 out of 5, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get the feeling that nowadays that the modern porn star is dead.
I think they are compared to the old school days.
The golden age of porn stars.
But they're still your heavy hitters. And even if you're younger and you're with your broskies all the time and you're talking about that kind of stuff, I'm sure Ryan knows a lot more than 5 porn stars. Ryan and his boys there's probably a list of 20, just like Tara Patrick and Jenna Jameson, whoever all they
awesome.
Run
on. Yeah. OG. I mean, I can list off a lot, probably.
But all right, so who has you seen this list?
I have. I'm looking at
it right now. Would you think that those would be the top 5 porn stars?
So Lana Rhodes and Riley Reid were obvious. Bella Danger actually kind of surprised me. I think she's kind of more an underrated type of porn star. But she's number one. I'm surprised by that.
What's she most famous for, Stallion?
Bella Danger?
Yeah.
I want to say...
I wasn't expecting him to say that.
Yeah. You want to say, or you know distinctly?
I want to say that.
What's Angela White most known for?
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, well, here's a scouting report for you guys. She's got some big honkers on her. I don't know what she is.
I was expecting you to say her big natural breasts. That's all I was.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
I'm a fan of Angela. I'm a fan of Angela.
My you voice could have done that. Now. I don't know. Through puberty.
It's just like we're 16 again. It's big natural honkers.
Hey, that was a glimpse into Stallion, and what a pervert he is for like 2 seconds. he was talking about like veiny, gross things that we had to bleep out. That was weird. It made me a little uncomfortable.
Stallion might be a good candidate for.
No. I've had to search some crazy stuff on Pornhub just to satisfy for what I wanted.
I will say this:
I would be nervous to see Stallion search history.
Yeah. Hey, there's a junkie that told me he was into cuckold porn one time.
Oh.
I know.
I'll let you guys.
We'll let you guys figure that out. Let's see. What, Drab, what would your top 5 searches be right now, besides your incest? Because number one, I do not believe lesbian would be on anyone's search, and that is the top search for Pornhub in 2022.
It's a very private, intimate question that you're asking me. What can I lie about?
Hey, I've been big on mechanic porn lately.
Oh, really? Yeah. I told you, I'm on Reddit. I like Reddit. Yeah, I like amateur girls submitting photos of themselves on Virginia Gone Wild.
That's fake, right? You know that's all fake, right?
Some of it, a lot of it, they're fake. Promoting their OnlyFans and stuff. Yeah. But you got to do research to get past the fluff. You got to find the real man. Girls out there.
I've told people before. I've searched Glory Hole. I always like a twist on it. Right, I need some sort of twist.
Can I tell you something that I think I'm in the minority about? And this is very graphic. So
okay.
I mean, not very graphic, but we're still doing a company radio show here, podcast. I fast forward anytime I get to a oral harshizer scene.
From who participating?
Well, a guy is on the receiving end.
Yeah.
And it's in every video. Okay. Yeah. I just don't get sized. I'm like,
Drad, you need.
I don't know. Like, I get sized for the story and the build up and everything. That's my favorite. All right. Yeah. But once it gets to that, like, 5 minutes there, I skip past it every time. And I have people tell me it's the best part, it's their favorite part. I don't know. I just find it. I'm just not into it. That's nothing for me.
You just need the sex.
At that point, I think I'm so titillated. I just need to go right to the sex.
All right, let me get your opinion.
I'm not grossed out by it or anything.
All right, let me get your opinion.
What?
Do you think it's a little sus, as the kids say?
Yeah.
If someone likes a compilation of finishes. If that's the favorite.
It's a little sus.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little sus just because it tells me you're into one, like, very, you know,
very specific
thing. Yeah, I mean, it fits into you. Do you know where all the best beaches are?
No. Let me ask you this, guys. Like, when I'm searching up on porn, it has to be a specific length. Like, I don't do this 4 minute stuff. It has to be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It has to be like, I
can't have a snippet.
Exactly. Yeah. I need the full build up. I
can't see the cuts. I don't want
to. Yeah, back in the day before we had browser passwords, mm-hmm. and you would go to the browser website and they would give you the 1 minute preview, uh-huh. and it would be like the super quick version.
Oh,
it was exactly a minute. They were all exactly a minute,
yeah.
and so like sometimes you could get the job done with that. You'd have to click on like 18 different videos,
or keep replaying. Let me replay that. And, you know what else I've been really into?
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you. Let me tell you, because it goes with that, the time. My favorite Reddit subcategory is porn in 15 seconds.
That's very specific.
Okay, here's what. It's GIFs. Uh-huh. It's GIFs of different, it's just like that, of different scenes in a porno that they've condensed to 15 seconds.
That's so
I know.
Wacky.
Give it a shot. Don't judge until you give it a shot. It's kind of silly. Okay.
You want to know how I love radio so much?
Why?
It's because I've been big on plug talk lately.
What is plug talk?
Well, you don't know what plug talk is? It's the No Jumper podcast guy and Lena the Plug. The porn star Lena.
Okay, I think I know who the guy is.
Yeah, and they do a sit-down interview with all of these OnlyFans whores.
Yeah, he's got like a billion followers or something. Yeah.
And I actually listened to the interview.
Is it good podcast?
It's titillating.
Really?
It's
good. Is it like Spice Radio?
Yeah, it's exactly like Spice Radio. So what happens is they do this whole interview. She's plugging her OnlyFans and talking about how she got into the business. Mm-hmm. Then as soon as the interview's over, he pulls his pants down with his big hog and then they have a threesome with the girl on the couch. Him and his girlfriend. It's hot. It's the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I did not. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody
else. It's the hottest thing in the world.
He has a threesome with every OnlyFans girl that comes in there?
90% of them. And I've seen a lot of illegal streams of them.
Oh, wait. Is it a video podcast?
It's a video podcast.
And it's, where? How do I watch it? Well, like, is it on Pornhub? Is it like on YouTube?
You gotta go to these, to the Renegade sites.
Mm.
Because they get pulled down with the quickness.
Okay.
But they're the hottest thing in the world. And if you're an audiophile and a podcast nerd, you'll love it.
Hey, what about cakes not knowing about ASMR? That was annoying.
It was annoying.
We've talked about ASMR
20 billion times on the show.
So many, and cakes just goes, "What's that?" I have no idea. And then we explain it to him and he goes, I had no idea. That was people were into that.
Oh.
Do you get sized for not sexual ASMR, but I do like listening to like reels on it or something like that.
Nah, I don't really get science.
I like
it's
nice for the scratchy and the microphones.
Nah. That's just not me. It's not me.
Ryan, not a radio guy.
I love the audio medium so much that our favorite porn is high quality audio.
Sit down interviews.
I'm a visual guy. I need to see it.
Yeah, you're in the wrong business.
I know.
I can't believe you never heard of Plug Talk.
Never really heard of it.
I'm going to send you links all day today.
All right. Send them over. I'll definitely check them out. All right. That's got the point of the conversation. It's a little bit getting awkward. Yeah. That's
really cool. Good.
We appreciate it. One more stain on that Seahawks. Yeah.
There's a lot of shame in that guest bedroom.
Hey, that's your shame room.
Yeah. Hey, don't you think we teased this before the break? Don't you think Valdez should get a tattoo?
Actually, yes.
I think Valdez would be a prime candidate for a tattoo, and I gave him three reasons why. One, he's got good skin tone for it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be pasty and get tattoos. They just don't look nearly as good. They look great on olive skin and you know. Dark brown skin.
I do tan very well.
Tans well. He doesn't get too red. I get red, or you're pasty too.
Yeah, you guys are not bad tattoo people.
He's got big arms. Now he could use some more definition. I'd say that, but he's got big arms. He'd be silly like a big like shoulder tattoo guy.
No. I have the perfect tattoo.
Shoulders.
All right, hold on. I want to hear his third one.
Third is you're trashy. You're from Pasadena. I feel like everyone from Pasadena.
Everyone from Medina has a tattoo. It's actually. I'm like a unicorn. If I ever go back home, I'm walking around. I'm the one person who doesn't have a visible tattoo in Pasadena.
But I think if Valdez could pull it off.
He could.
All right. So number one, where would my tattoo be?
I think your arms are massive. And so I think
you
need
to highlight
highlight your arms. Mm-hmm. You cut off sweatshirts, cut off t-shirts, you know, in the summertime.
here's what I was thinking.
I don't know, I made that up.
You know like the flame one that goes around your bicep that's like kind of above your elbow where it's like you'll see it. You know what I'm talking about?
Like a barbed wire?
Like, yes, like a barbed wire kind of, but it's like a little flame instead. And it kind of just shows off your masculinity and your big muscle. I think that'd be kind of silly.
I don't know.
Because it makes you look jacked.
A big flame on your arm.
Yeah. No. Like, I'll pull
masculinity.
Valdez is an original thinker. He would never get a copycat tattoo.
That's true.
Okay.
He's a one of one. He doesn't.
I would get initials or you know some Roman numeral or anything.
He would get say, like the Maryland flag tattoo.
Oh, I would not do that.
You wouldn't do that.
No, because it's hurt.
How many of those have you seen in your life?
I've seen 10 billion Maryland flag tattoos in my life. Yeah, do you know how many natty bow winking bows I've seen in my life?
Yeah.
Tattooed. All right, those are the prerequisite.
Have you ever seen
tattoos?
A Domino Sugar tattoo?
No. Actually, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get like a naked lady tattoo on my arm. All right. Like a hot biker chick.
Of course,
naked lady. All right. And then I'm going to put the Utz chip lady on top.
There you go. Yeah.
That's actually kind of nice.
Yeah. That's smart.
I thought Utz was from Pennsylvania.
Another thing, man.
Hanover.
I don't know.
I wouldn't get a tattoo. Number one, I'm too scared. Number two, I'm too fat now. Number three, I don't know. But hey, did you see that shocker, it's a New York Post story, that lower back tattoos are making a comeback?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Tramp stamps
are making a comeback.
Why is that?
It's just, well, you just know how everything is cyclical. Yeah.
90s like are huge right now. If you check out fashion for college girls, it looks just like it did in the late 90s.
There's actresses on the red carpet wearing dresses with jeans.
They're wearing dresses. I don't remember
where you wear like jeans and you have like a dress that's over, dress shirt that's over top of it.
Okay, you'll have to show me that. I don't even remember that fashion dress.
But back tattoos are making the comeback now. They're coming back in. We've reached that phase in our life.
Thank God.
I love those.
Yeah. Hey, I like a good one too. I'm not gonna lie.
Because I didn't like that. They got ruined because people started calling them tramp stamps.
Yeah, the name behind it was what
nobody wanted
everything.
To be associated with that.
Right.
But now we're back in a free love era where everyone loves promiscuity. Promiscuity and tramp stamps are in again and no longer trashy.
And I get sized. That is, my aunt has one actually. Yeah. I know.
What a winner. Winner, chicken dinner. How do you know that?
I've seen it like at a wedding.
Family pool party.
It's basically, just seeing it from over the years. And it sucks when you grow up and you realize, oh. So
are they angel wings? Is your aunt named Brenda?
I'm not gonna say her name.
Hey, how old is she?
She's mid-50s.
All right, so she was at the front end.
She was at the front end of that. She's married to a biker dude.
Harley chicks love that.
And so it all makes sense now. Yeah, she doesn't have kids.
Lean over and put your arms around the biker. It goes off to the crew behind
you. And the funny thing is, it actually is angel wings. That's
that's a great guy.
I don't know my 2001s.
It's a tough break.
How stretched out?
No, she's in good shape. She was actually a former D1 athlete, soccer player. I'm not going to give out any names, but I can show to you guys after. I'm not giving out any names, but I know you guys love that.
Hey, those wings are the size of an African condor.
I get it. I knew the Jody was gonna come. I knew it.
Hey, how often have you seen your aunt in a bikini?
A decent amount. Yeah, I'd say over the years.
We gotta go to a Clary pool party.
It's a show.
This show makes me laugh, man. But all right, let's end with a laugh. Let's go out with Ryan Long. That's a back tattoo.
It's a bombshell.
All right.
It's a bombshell, guys.
Thanks for sticking with the Junkies during two-man shows. Thanks for checking out Bit Season. Hope you guys are enjoying it. And hope you guys have a great holiday season here. And I believe we're doing a show next week. Maybe after the drinking show, maybe on Thursday. I don't know. We'll let you know.
We'll keep you posted. We'll let you know if we're going to do an emergency pod after the
I do like saying emergency pod. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.